K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
K9S, XH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
K9SXH.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF, KA9S, XH, on the picnic table. Hi Ron, how are you doing on this pretty day by me? Over to you.
Well, good afternoon, Gary. A long time no talk. And a beautiful day here. Nice billowy clouds up in there. We're showing about 70 degrees. Just a slight breeze, so I am headed out to the local home improvement store. Have to pick up an item to complete or to continue with my work. Over the summer here, I've been refinishing the floors in my hallway and living room, and those floors have been completed finally. So now I just have to have the transition molding that goes between the carpeting that is still in the couple of the rooms and the hardwood floor. So I have to do that. And then wife is working on painting today. We're going to be repainting the living room as well. Since we got the floors all done, the walls look a little dingy now that everything's off the wall, so we're going to be doing that. So we spent yesterday taping and prepping and getting things ready to do that, and then we're going to try and get that painted yet today.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
All right, none of that by me for today. And my wife and I have done a lot of that, for sure. And both her and I, either together or separately, are no strangers to tackling really big projects. A number of years ago, we put new flooring in most of the house. And that was a fun project. It was this, what do you call it? It's a manufactured item like parquet, but in long strips. Looks great. An awful lot of fine cutting on molding angles, etc. And all, like you said, boy, that is really, really fun. Pretty easy to just do it backwards a couple of times before you get it right. But the flooring itself, nice product. That was an item that I had to saw and shape outside, definitely. When the saw hit it, it would literally turn into powder slash little tiny hard crumbs that would fly all over. So I think that was the last big project. The big one they tackled before that was, well, my wife and her sister redid the kitchen. It was in moving cabinets, etc., and plumbing. Big jobs. Currently sitting at the picnic table. Got a number of radios on right here in front of me, and my project for the day is right behind me. This time of the year, we've been having branches come out of our walnut tree. Currently, I got a large one laying right behind me. Came down when I was in the house, actually. It didn't come anywhere near me, but it's laying there, and currently getting it cut up. I have two more that are up in the tree yet, hanging dead. And looks like I might have to do something to get them down. But the one that I'm working on came down all by itself. And it's not the wind, which we've been having a lot of lately, or anything else. It's just the weight of the walnuts breaks the big branches off. K-A-9-S-X-H.
All right. Well, I'm glad that didn't come down the walnuts or the branch come down and get you. That's for sure. For us, the flooring is back to the hardwood. There was all hardwood oak floors in the house, and when we moved in, there was carpet down, and we've had carpet in the house down in the living room and hallway for the 30-plus years that we lived there, 32, 33 years. So wife wanted that out, and it said we knew there was hardwood underneath, didn't know what condition it was in. We couldn't remember from that time period. So it was in actually fairly good shape. So that's what I did. My summer project has been a few days here or a weekend there, and we stripped all the floors back down and filled in all the cracks and other issues that it had. The big part of the project was when we moved into the house, there used to be a slate planter that was just inside the front door when you walked in the main door. And we had taken that planter out the first thing because we didn't want that and laid carpet over the top. Well, unfortunately, underneath that planter was a concrete footing for that planter. So I ended up having to take a sledgehammer and chisel and that and breaking all of that concrete footing out and then rebuilding the subfloor and then interlacing in brand new oak flooring into the 70-year-old oak flooring and trying to make it look like 70-year-old flooring. So that was the chore. We had to take out some other boards in spots of the floor that were damaged and put new pieces in. So it became a major project, but the floor is all done. Actually, we completed the last of the coat of varnish in a couple of spots this morning. And now, like I said, it's repaint the walls, give it a fresh look. I've got to redo the baseboard molding, and now because the carpet's not there, I've got to add some quarter-round molding, shoe molding, basically, to give it a finished look. So a few more weeks yet, we hopefully will have that project totally done. KC8YVF.
All right. Well, where my daughter lives, Ron, I used to live in that house along with my wife, and at one time, we did some really heavy-duty floor work in there. upstairs is all yellow pine. Downstairs is hardwood maple. And we finished all of that, revarnished, etc. And some of that was easier to do than others. In the kitchen, we took off a number of layers of linoleum to start with, and then tile, etc. And that left some really, really gnarly glue that had to come off before it could be sanded. But those are all real fun projects. We would, it was two separate deals. We rented the big sander, the big sander and its little big friend. And gee, those things work good and it don't take real long. I'd be lying if it said it didn't make a little bit of dust and mess, even though it does have bags and is relatively well, contained. Yeah, well, you get a little anyway. And that house is, 100 and some years old. It was built in 1920. And the portion of the trim that it did not have that somebody took off, I replaced. I either manufactured or replaced myself with the same kind of wood that it had, that had been there. So people make new because they don't like the old, and people come along like me that don't like the new. I'm going to go back to the older stuff that has a lot more craftsmanship in it. And currently the weather by me is it's bright, it's half overcast, and 65, and like I say, we've been having a lot of wind lately. It feels pretty cool. KA9SXH.
KAD. Well, that's the way it was here yesterday. A lot of wind blowing around, and it was really cool. It was only about 60 degrees, so it wasn't very pleasant out. We were inside, like I said, working on the house most of the day. And my kitchen was just like yours. It had a number of layers of vinyl and subfloors and sub-subfloors and another layer of vinyl and whatever else. And it was a mess. So one of the first projects when we moved in, I removed everything right down to the subfloor and laid all new oak flooring throughout the dining room and the kitchen. So that's all hardwood. The rest of the house and the main part of the house is hardwood. The addition that was put on the family, on the back of the house, the family room, I redid that flooring in there about 5-6 years ago. Took everything out, put in new subfloor, and then put in one of the floors like what you were talking in the long strips that interlock together. And since that gets a lot of use, it's easy to clean up with just, you know, wet mop or something like that, a rag type of thing. It cleans up very easily. So that's what we've got in there. All right, I'm at the store at the moment. I'm going to jump out of here. I'll give you a call when I get back out, see if you're still there. But I'm running out of daylight here. It's already 2:45, and I got about 5 or 6 hours worth of work yet to do before my day ends. And we have our net tonight on the repeater. We've got our Sunday night net on the Saginaw repeater for the Tri-City Rag Chew net. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. So we normally get about a half a dozen or 10, 12 people for that one that pop on, depending on it. So we'll let you go for now, Terry. Good to hear from you. Haven't heard from you in a while. H8YVF, back over to you. Quit.
Okay, Ron. Thank you for that information. I will get back to my project, too. As you say, daylights are burning. Take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you later. KA9SXH.
really hate DYS testing.
K8UIS. This is K89SXH. Good afternoon. My name is Terry.
I'm just testing out a new antenna here. Thanks for coming back. You got a good signal. This is Kilo 8 Delta Yankee Sierra, Midland. We'll be clear.
Good afternoon. All right. Well, if you've got a moment, I've got a moment. Always got a moment for a friend. And you are loud and clear here at my picnic table in New Berlin, Wisconsin. So I would say your antenna's working good. How about that? K-A-9-S-X-H, Terry.
Copy that. Yeah, we're doing some testing here, and we're kind of in and out. Are you coming through on All-Star on this repeater?
I am accessing via an Echolink connection, so that answers that little question. What I said is true, but there's a little bit more to it than that as far as the technology goes. Thanks to the connection on this fine business repeater. Okay, A9SXH, Terry.
Copy on the echo link there. We'll catch you here in a little bit. We're going to be doing some, like I said, we're kind of running through some testing here and running through a few things, and then I'm going to be hitting the road. We're setting up a fence base station here. So we're over here in Midland, Michigan, by the way. You got Ryan, and I don't mean to be rude or anything, but we're right in the middle of something. So, but thanks for coming back, and you're sounding real good.
Hi, Ryan. I copy your name as Ryan. You can correct me on that if I'm wrong. And I got your call as KD8 UIS, and there's a big question mark there. You can correct me on that for my log. Back to you.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KC8YPF mobile. YVF mobile. KC8 YVF mobile.
Well, hi again, Ron. This is Terry. K9SXH. I've got just a few minutes. I'm getting ready to shift modes here, so keep it kind of short. But did you get everything you needed? Back to you.
Hello again, Terry. Yes, I did. I got my transition strip, and headed out of the store, and I'm about 3 or 4 minutes away from home, not too far. Just about a 6 mile drive from my house to this one. I had to go to Lowe's Home Improvement to get the item that I needed. I have a Menards that's only about less than a quarter of a mile from the house, but they didn't carry the type of transition strip that we wanted. And I also have a Home Depot that's a little closer by about a half a mile, but they didn't have the item style that we were looking for, so I had to go to Lowe's to get it. So I'm glad I got all three. Most of the time I go to Menards, because like I said, it's less than a quarter of a mile away, and they usually have what I need, but not in this case. So I will get home and hopefully get the rest of the transmission molding cut and in place. Just won't get permanently attached yet because we need to stain it. So once we get it stained, or just varnished, we're not even staining it, it's just natural oak. So we'll get the varnish on it, and once we get all of that done, then I will get them permanently put into place. So that's kind of next step here. And I said, yeah, it's getting a little more overcast right now. The clouds are starting to roll in, although the rest of the week is supposed to be nice. And they're saying back Thursday or Friday, back up to close to 90 degrees. So we've had a little taste of fall, and summer will be back.
K-A-D-A.
All right. Yeah, we have the same forecast here. But today, of course, I'm sitting in the shade, but I got a jacket on. Just the light summer jacket. No winter gear out yet, but I don't know. I think it was yesterday morning when I was out walking the dog. It was really windy, and I could have used up more clothes than I had on for sure, but I just got her done, and real good on the varnish finish. I think the last time I did that, I used a, what was it called? Water-based product called Barrelthane, and worked pretty well. It's the same as varnish, basically, but... Anyhow. For now, time for me to get moving here. Daylights are burning, and I'm still not looking at the end of any of my projects here. So, you take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. Terry, K-A-9-S-X-H.
All right, Terry, yeah, same type of thing here. It's all water-based stain. Dries in 2 hours. Don't have the fuss, the muss, but the cleanup, no smell. So that's all I've used for several years here now. So it makes things a lot easier to work with, and a lot less cleanup mess than that. So 73 to you. We'll catch you again. Have a good day. KC8YVF.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Saginaw.
Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators, stand by for the Mid-Michigan Tri-City Net. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron, my call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'm located in Saginaw County and will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I will take check-ins from those stations who are on short-time, mobile, or are in and out. Call now.
KEACD.
Clayton, are you mobile, short time, or in and out?
Mobile.
Thank you, sir. Any other mobile, short time, or in and out stations? Okay, I'll take Echolink stations. Do I have any Echolink stations for the net? Call now. All right, we'll go to our regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net. Call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 here at Dudley Mall. Rob B. City. No traffic, Rob.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec. KE8BCQ. Dave in Bay City.
NADRL, Dave, Thomas Township.
NAPR, Bob in Franklin Township.
KDAPAZ, Mini Park, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list. We'll get started here with the mobile station in a moment. KEHCB was mobile. Our regular check-ins, KC8SDL, KEAPCQ, NADRL, N8KPR, and KD8PAZ. Do I have any additional check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net? Call now. Okay, good evening, everyone.
one. First off, we're going to go to our mobile station, KEHCB. You are up first. Stand by, KC8SDL. Good evening, Clayton.
Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody had a good week. Me, I'm mobile right now, headed out towards the beach. A little bit of rain happening out here, too. I'm going to activate and do some POTA for a little bit and then head home. Back to that operator, KEHCB.
All right, Clayton, sounds good. I hope you get your contacts here for your POTA station, and everything works out well for you. Next up on the list, KC8SDL, standby, KE8PCQ. Good evening, Rob.
You yourself, Mr. Rock, a very tired camper. KC8, why be up in the group? Kill Charlie, Jay Dunkley, or Rob is A-City. First, I'm going to wave a hand to Miss Nenny there. Good evening, my dear. Hope you're doing well. Okay, I just got home a bit ago there, Ron, from the Octagon Tower, or Octagon Barn. Boy, what a dizzy. That was a dilly. A very good show. Heavily patronized. Many people, because they celebrated their 100th anniversary this day. I took my engines out there. Well, out of the three, I got two running there, and later on this afternoon, this evening, or maybe in the morning, I'll send you some video of what I ran. But I've seen a lot of engines, lots of tractors, a really nice array of tractors. Before things got going on in the morning Saturday, I walked around, got signed in, and looked around some of the buildings. Yeah, they have a powerhouse at that location. They had a Delco lighting generator with a charge to make a 32-volt storage battery. That was in glass jars. That was cool. And that would run the facilities there. But I had a really good time. I was a guest of a friend of mine that lived in Carroll. And there's a back way to go from Carroll to Gagetown. And I got to stay in a warm Lahaina bed. Got up in the evening. If I had to use the facilities, I went to a bathroom. Forgive the TMI, Ron. Hi. But I had a really good time because it got pretty chilly there Saturday night. It got down to 38 degrees. So, yeah, thank God I didn't do any camping this weekend. It was a fest. So, all right, very good, Ron. I'm doing a great job. Thank you. I'll tell you a little bit more at the second go around. So I'll hand it back to you earlier. And, of course, Ron, I will be posting some videos to you very, very soon. KC8YV up here in the group. You old Charlie 8. See you, Doug Lima. Take it away, Ron.
All right, Rob, I'm glad you had a good time at the event and got to run a few things and all of that, so it sounds very good. So glad you were able to do that. Next up on the list, KE8PCQ, standby NADRL. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Ron and the group. First off, Mistastic number one works. Thanks for the comment. I sent something as I left, and by the time I got to the expressway, I had a message, and so that one is good. The other two, I'm waiting for cases, and we'll put them together shortly. Had a great day today outside, ran the Traeger, cooked some ribs, set up the radio for HF out on the back deck, and it was pretty quiet. The band was really asleep today. It was amazing. But we got about 8 contacts, so that worked out good. With that said, KE8PCQ. For now, back to that.
All right, Dave. Well, I'm glad you're able to make a few contacts today, at least. I know there was a... Boy, Friday night at our club meeting, one of the other people said there was a contest weekend, just an 80-meter contest, and it was like a 6-hour. You could pick which 6 hours of the 24 that you wanted to work. So, of course, didn't get to do any of that. Again, busy working on things here at the house, trying to get things wrapped up. We're getting a little closer to seeing the end of my
living room project here, so I'll go over that a little bit more here in a moment. So, next up on the list, NADRL, then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Dave.
Well, I was doing some complaining not too long ago about 10 and 12 meters not being very good. The last few days, they've been pretty good, and kind of watching FT8 as we speak, and a lot of contacts being made. Yesterday, I went to the Grand Rapids area swamp. I sent in, reserved a table a couple of weeks ago, got there, it was all set, ready for me, and sold a few things, started out pretty good. I was literally taking stuff out of the box, made a couple of sales, and that worked out pretty well. It's a well-run swap. Met a few guys that we had a few things in common, so I had some nice chats. Some of you might know Joe, WD8USA, from the Grand Rapids area. He was always kind of a staple on the state net. And I talked to him for years, finally got a chance to have an eyeball with him. And so that worked out pretty good. And then next week, the Ogama swap is going to be up at West Branch. That's about, I guess, probably about an hour and a half drive from Saginaw. And I'm hoping to make it up there. I think it's going to be a free swap and $5 for a table. And let's see, I have my flu shot on Friday. Got a few flu symptoms. If I didn't know that I just got the shot, I would say, hey, I think I'm coming down with the flu, but it's nothing that I can't handle. KCYBF, NADRL.
All right, Dave, I'm glad you were able to make it over the swap on the west side of the state and sold a few things there. That was good. And yeah, I'm not going to be able to make the Ogama one. I thought about it, but we have family dinner is going to be on Saturday. And Sunday, if it doesn't rain, because there's a tropical storm, they were saying on the news today, and depending on where it tracks, it could come into Michigan over the weekend. I have a motorcycle ride, my basically one and only motorcycle event this year. I've been working every weekend on house projects, so a friend of mine and I are supposed to go down to what's called Stockbridge All Clubs Day. It's a vintage motorcycle event where people bring their vintage motorcycles from all over the area. It's sponsored by the BMW Group of Grand Rapids. And if you're not sure where Stockbridge is, take M52 straight down past 96. Keep going south. You'll run right into Stockbridge as you're heading south on 52. Just a little town. They have a little town square church in the middle of the square and a statue out front, and they park the vintage bikes all around that town square on the sidewalks and on the lawns and whatever they do, and everybody else that rides in parks around the square as well, out on the streets, and the parking areas along the street. They block off a couple extra roads depending on how many people show up. They do a pancake breakfast in the morning, and usually there's a couple of food trucks there, so it's a good event. It runs from noon until 4, and my Detroit Area Motorcycle Group that I'm a part of, we'll have at our monthly club meeting. We're going to be out at Gregory, stop at a restaurant just a few miles to the east of Stockbridge and Gregory, have our lunch at noon, and then we'll do a group ride over to the show, probably about 1:30 or so, stay for a couple hours, and then head back to Saginaw. So that's kind of my weekend. I'm hoping the rain stays out. The one and only thing I've had planned this year, and hopefully it stays away. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
All right, well, we'll continue down our list. NAKPR, you're up next. Stand by, KD8PAZ. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, everybody else on the net. Yeah, beautiful day, wasn't it? How old does a motorcycle have to be, Ron, to be vintage? Mine just turned 25 years old this year. so I was just curious. I was doing some, had a new driveway, cement driveway installed, and had the asphalt tore out and cement put in, and working on the both edges, you know, the sides of the driveway where they, you know, tore up everything. So getting things leveled out and graded off, plant some grass. And that's pretty much what I did all day today. Rototilled it up and raked all the grass out of it and leveled it up and throw some grass seed on it tomorrow. I did the one side, but I didn't have enough for both sides, so I have to go get some more. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. Rototilled the garden here a few days ago. That was a nightmare. Of course, it always is this time of year. And, well, that's about it. Next week, I went to Autofest. Spent at the Autofest Friday, Saturday. Friday morning, Friday evening, and Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. It's a madhouse. Saturday was a madhouse, but I made it home. That's it for now. Back to net. Sunny KPR.
Yeah, Bob, I haven't been down to Autofest in a number of years. I know it's such a popular event, and lots and lots and lots of people, like a lot of things that Frankenmuth does, draws in a lot of tourists into the area, so good for them business-wise. Bad for the locals because you can't get around town. You can't, if you want to go out to eat, you might as well forget it unless you go some other place away from town, but you're certainly not going to get into some place there. So, all right, next up on the list, KDAPAZ, and then we'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KCHYVF. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going in here, and enjoyed seeing everybody Friday night and all the ones on Saturday morning for breakfast. So, anyway, like I say, when I left there Friday night, I probably won't be back to the meetings now until March, seeing it gets dark so early. So, other than that, stayed home and sat around all day today doing nothing. This is KD8BAZ, back to KC8YVF.
Well, Minnie, sometimes just doing nothing is a good thing. That's for sure. Yeah, Friday night had our Saginaw Club meeting, had a good turnout there. We did a little show and tell of vintage equipment. People brought some interesting items, very interesting stories on some of the equipment that they bought. So that was very good. Had a good turnout Saturday for the breakfast. Had eight of us. Had eight of us there for the breakfast on Saturday. That turned out very well, so that was good. Me, on Thursday, I had some oral surgery done. Anesthesia doesn't work well with me. I was out of commission, basically, all day Thursday afterwards, pretty much all day on Friday. I did make it to the club meeting there and the breakfast in the morning. Yesterday, I was back under the weather again. I'm still not quite back yet, so anesthesia it gets me. Boy, Friday was like the worst hangover ever. Just could not clear the head and the headache and everything else. So, and I had told them it doesn't take very much to put me out, but whatever they gave me knocked me out for a considerable amount of time. I don't remember coming home. I woke up at 3:30 in the morning on Friday morning, and that's basically the first time I woke up from the time that I had the procedure at 10:30 in the morning. So some 15-plus hours later before I basically woke up and was coherent enough from the anesthesia, so not good. Also, a little bit over the weekend, we've been working again on the projects. Now we're into painting the living room. The floor is now complete. So we are taped and prepped the walls to do that. The wife got a coat of primer done throughout the living room and the hallway. She will start this week doing the two coats of the paint in there and get that done. So that will be nice. Today I was able to get all of the transition molding between the other rooms into the The floor, basically the floor had been carpet for years, so again, taking the carpet and the pad out, you're down considerable, you know, an inch or inch and a half in height. So had to have transition molding to go from some of the other rooms so that don't trip on going in into the carpeted rooms and that still. So got that done today, at least in place. They're all cut, ready to go. They have to be varnished yet. So get their two coats of varnish, and once that's done, I'll be able to get those packed down and ready to go. So once that's done, get the walls all done and that, then we'll be able to get furniture back into the room, and the last thing is to do the tile work in front of the fireplace. So the goal here now for the final thing is by Halloween, so we still got a couple months to try and complete this. So that's why I'm hoping for a good weekend, so I get at least 1 week out of the house to do something other than look at the four walls here. So this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
This is KE8JMX. Brad.
Brad, I got the Kilo Echo 8. What was the suffix of the call?
Sorry, I didn't think to go for that. Kilo Echo 8, Juliet, Mike X-ray. Copy.
Juliet, Mike X-ray. Copy that one. Thank you very much. You're up next on the list. Go right ahead.
Thank you, sir. Not a whole lot going on. Just waiting for dinner to get ready. So, sitting in the truck. It's not even mounted yet. Been around for a while, but haven't been active. Met some of you guys at field day and got me interested again. I'm still working on antennas, but right now, things are a little slow. Other than that, anybody out there that might have any ideas on how to hit the ISS, any advice would be appreciated, because my magnet mounting is not doing the trick. That's all my traffic. Thank you, KE8JMX, back to net control.
Well, that's a toughie. I haven't done anything with the ISS in the number of years, so there was one time where we did an APRS message. We bounced it off it as it passed over when we were down in Dayton for Hamvention, and that's about it for that. And I was able to monitor when they sent the spacesuit out with a Kenwood handy talkie, an old spacesuit, and they stuck a HT in a battery and sent it out as a satellite, and I was able to copy that with just my handy talkie and a homemade directional antenna. So that's about my experience in that regard. So if anybody else has got any comments when it comes back to your turn, please let Brad know. All right, we'll go back up to the top of the list here for the 73 round. We'll see if Clayton is designated yet or on the air. KEHCB, are you still in there? All right, doesn't seem to be so. He's probably getting his POTUS station set up to go. So, Kate, next up on the list, KC8SDL, stand by, KE8PCQ. Good evening again, Rob.
And back to yourself. Very good, Rob. Okay, KC8YVF in the group. You, Charlie, you, Dr. Leo. Yeah, like I said, I have kind of a humorous anecdote about waking up in a recovery cab. I remember when I had my triple bypass surgery. Now, getting prepped, you know, I was in the doctor's office on a treadmill there, and they stopped the test, and I said, "What are you stopping it?" And they said, "Well, the doctor will tell you." And I said, "Well, you know, level with me." She goes, "Well, honey, if they could done it today, they would have got you checked out for a triple bypass." So I had 2 days to think about it. Oh, I had the surgery done and went to recovery. Yeah, a little trouble getting the old hit and miss engine started, but they got me going. And I'm in recovery there, half out of it and everything. And then when they took the tubes out of me, I looked over at the clock. It was like 10 to 7. I said, hey, I got to get out of here. We got to get the train to Midland all checked out. I got to put 4 more engines on today. They got a big train. And the nurses are looking at me like, okay. My XYL and her sister, they got tears going down their face, saying, God, he's alive, you know. But, yeah, talk about a lot of sleep, Ron. Been there, done that, but that's been about 2005, and or actually 2006. And, well, I'm still living. That's a good thing. I like to live a few more years there and play a lot of radio and do the shows there. But, again, though, I had a real good time at the Octagon Barn. Like I said, it was her 100th anniversary, and I had a chance to look around things before the show officially started, and I got to see their powerhouse there on the property, and that was pretty cool. Yep, a bank of glass, 2-volt batteries, 11-acid batteries, a whole bank of them, and they check the batteries, Ron. Instead of with voltage, they have a device to check the specific gravity of the battery cell. That was pretty cool. So, anyways, other than that, I'm glad you're doing okay, and everybody else on the net here. And I was off the radio over the weekend here. I don't know. Somebody said, well, yeah, you got to bring your inset and put it up for the station. I said, I got enough trouble keeping my engines running there, so, but I had a good time. Yeah, like I said, Ron, probably tomorrow I'll send you some videos of the show. You get a kick out of it. 7-3, Ron, have a good week. Be safe and be careful, and play a lot of radio when you have the time. I know you don't have much time. KCH, wipe you up in the group. Kilo Charlie, Jesus, Cleveland. Good evening, Ron.
All right, Rob. Yeah, I know. Not a lot of time. This morning, granddaughter had her first soccer game of the season out in Chestnut, so wife and I had to be out there at noon for that and got back home about a little before 2, so before we could get our work started around here. So we'll try and finish up what we can for today and back to work tomorrow. All right, next up on the list, KEAPCQ, standby in ADRL. Good evening again, Dave.
KCAYVF in the group. Well, this weekend was pretty productive. I got a lot of shrubs done outside and got rid of some weeds before fall and winter so we can get that straightened up and just generally picking up and getting it ready to go away. And so it was good to sit down on the deck and play radio, even though I only had a few calls. Floor noise was about 7 or 8 today in my area. It was horrible. But we did it anyway and enjoyed it. Hope everybody has a great week. Stay safe. And KE8PCQ, 73, and back to KC8YVF.
Well, Dave, as long as you enjoy it, that's the main thing. I've come down in the shack, made one contact, and felt satisfied that, hey, that was good. And one of these days, like I said, I'll get a chance to get back down here. I haven't done any further work on my log or to get it in the logbook of the world. I still have about 15-some pages to try to transcribe out of the paper log into the electronic log to do that, so one day when I get an extra minute, I will sit down here and copy a few more into the end of the program, but she'll come at some time. All right, NADRL, you're up next, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Dave.
Not fine business with Dave being able to get out and do some outside work on the radio. I've not done that for a long time. And I kind of envy you, Dave, being able to set up work outside. As we speak, 10 meters, it's kind of weak. It's only about probably S3. Just funny how propagation works. I was able to just now contact an Australian station with no problem. And Propagation is pretty interesting stuff. And talking about Logbook of the World, the ARRL is still not doing anything with the XCC yet. They're still not ready, but worked all states branch is doing well. I was able to get in, get a couple of added certifications for worked all states last week. I don't have the stamps yet, but it's been approved. The raised garden's still doing pretty well. The wax beans, the yellow wax beans have just been great. I go pick them, and then about 2 or 3 days later, I pick them again, and that's working. I got our tomato plants are still kicking out tomatoes. Got some new green tomatoes. Still getting cucumbers. So happy about that. Best raised garden we've had so far. Ryan, you mentioned Stockbridge. Have a lot of relatives buried in that Stockbridge Cemetery. Not close relatives, but relatives from two or three generations ago or even back farther have some Civil War relatives buried there. I also want to mention that the club auction's coming up, everybody. I think that, I'm not sure when that is. I have to look up on the calendar here. I think it's maybe the 22nd or the 21st or something. Ron, you might know that. Anyway, I've been trying to get some stuff together for that, get that ready. And nice to have Brad join us tonight. Hello, Brad. Thank you for joining us. That's all I got. KC8YVF, NADRL.
Yeah, you're right, Dave. The Saginaw Club auction is coming up on Saturday, September 21st. Begins at 12 noon out at Harry Brown Airport in the conference room. Anything you want to donate to the club to sell, it does not have to be radio equipment. It can be basically anything you've got that you want to get rid of. Bring it there. If it doesn't sell, it goes back home with you, so just keep that in mind. But all donations proceeds go to the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association. This is our fundraiser for the year to keep the club in operation, be able to do various functions that we do throughout the year. So anything that you've got that you want to donate to the club, we'll gladly take it and try and sell it and make a little money to keep us in operation. After that, 2 p.m., we are going to have a project built, since I'll have several people out there. We are going to do basically a remote antenna device. Essentially what it is if you have a piece of coax at one end and you need to test to make sure that it's operational, or you need, you know, several pieces of coax and you're not sure which one is which, we're going to build a device that basically has a shorted SO239 connection at one end. You put it the remote end, and at the opposite end you'll have a project box that will contain an SO239 to connect the other end of the cable to. It'll have a battery box for a couple of AA batteries, an LED, a resistor, and to go into that box. And so if you have a good connection, you have continuity, that green light will light up and let you know you have a good connection and you have the right pair of wires at least. So something we're going to be utilizing down at our 911 center, we have an antenna that came down. I know where the antenna connection is outside, but we have several loose pieces of coax under the desk in the radio room. Not sure which one of those are the ones that go to that antenna outside. So that device will come in handy to let us know which one is the active or which line is the one that we actually have. So we're going to be building those. I've got 10 project boxes and enough to build 10 of them. So if you plan to come, I'll take some donations. The boxes were donated by KC8DOA. He 3D printed them on his printer and donated them. The rest of the resistors, the battery holders, and all the rest of the parts I purchased. So if you want to kick in a few bucks in that, I would appreciate it to cover the cost for those items, but not necessary. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Calling out. Okay, we'll continue on with NAKPR. Bob, stand by, Mini. Good evening again, Bob.
Well, thanks for doing the net, Ron. Not a whole lot more to talk about. Just doing yard work the rest of the weekend. We'll be taking off, go camping this coming weekend. Looks like it's going to be a warm one, which will probably be the last warm one of the year. But I'll take it. I will take it. And also, Ron, how old is would you consider a vintage motorcycle? Is how old? At the minimum, anyways. Let me know. Like I said, mine's 25 years old. I'm thinking that might be it, but maybe not. Maybe they have to be older. But, what else? I guess really nothing. So, again, thanks for doing that, Ron. And 73s, everybody. And I'll be on the air tomorrow night. Back to net controller, sending KPR.
All right, Bob. Well, vintage. My most vintage motorcycle that I own that is sitting out in my shed, that's something, a project that I've been wanting to do but I haven't got to it, is my 1965 Suzuki K11. So that is 59 years old. And that's sitting out there in my shed. I've gathered some parts over the years to try and get it back together and running operation. So that's one project we're going to try and do. My other vintage bike that I ride on a regular basis, typically my bike that I ride to work, is a 1982 Honda GL500 Interstate, a Silver Wing Interstate. So that one's 42 years old. And my newest bike is my Honda GL1800 Goldwing. That's a 2004. So that one just turned 20 years old. So I got a 59, a 42, and a 20. And so quite a wide range of motorcycle vehicles. And like I said, two of them are in operational condition, and I ride all pretty much on a regular basis, and the other one's waiting for a restoration. So that's what I've got. Next up on the list, KD8PAZ, and standby KE8JMX. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ, and I'll say good evening to Brad there. Good to have him in here tonight. Anyway, not much else going on. Might go out to Sam's Club one day this week and pick up a few things out there. So other than that, not doing too much this week. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie. Yeah, I got kind of a light week, too. I got dinner at my daughter's house on Thursday night. And then, like I said, we're going to do a family dinner with some friends and that. We're going to head up the Sterling to Iva's while they are still open for the season and have the family-style chicken dinner. We did that last year and really enjoyed the ride up and the dinner. It was very good. Everybody enjoyed it. All right, last up on the list, KE8JMX. Brad, go right ahead.
Thank you, sir. Hey, it has been a while since I've been on a net, so if I'm not getting the syntax right protocol, somebody please let me know how I should be doing it. I do have a couple of other items to add to the net from earlier. I've decided to work on my general, which is kind of slow going. I'm not... not as good as I used to be at retaining information. Long story. Motorcycle accident a long time ago. One too many times off a motorcycle into concrete at first. But other than that, I noticed on a couple of the Facebook groups that I'm on that supposedly 10 meters is more open, which is getting me to consider getting my 91L, hooking it up to my fan dipole I've got, just to see if there's anything going on in the range I've got right now. I know 6 meters is weird, so that's not really an option for me, but I have to pull my stimulator, my dual band down, check the coax on it. I heard you talking about coax. I can bet that. But I ended up having to throw a piece out that I bought, because it turns out it wasn't any good. Put a magnet to it and it stuck to it. And I'm finding the same thing on that one, so I need to pull it down and check the coax. But once I get that up, I'll be able to get into the repeater a whole lot better without so much power. I'm running this mobile on high right now. And I am sitting at the Marion Springs General Store. My dinner is done, and when I'm clear here, I will be heading home after in just a minute. So that's it from me, KEHJMX.
All right, Brad, glad you could join us tonight. Like I said, we're here every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on the Saginaw Repeater. We also have the SAVARA, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday night net, tomorrow night at 9 p.m., same station here. So same frequency at 9 p.m. You're welcome to join that as well. And good to get you back on the air again. That's always fun to do. We've had quite a few people that have been out of the hobby for a while and got back into it. So good to have you in here. Thanks for joining us. This is KC8YVF, Ron for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins or comments for the Net? Come now. Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's Net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed at 7:41 p.m. and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, and have a great week, everyone.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.